It's Monday, January 9th, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Tech layoffs are a misleading picture of the industry's health, and new salary data reveals wide ranges at top tech companies. This is the Business of Tech. If you were to read only the tech press right now, you would think that layoffs are everything. Last week, Amazon announced it was cutting 18,000 jobs and Salesforce is laying off 10% of its staff. That's not the entire picture. The Labor Department last week also announced that only 204,000 people filed new jobless claims, the lowest since September. The number of continuing unemployment claims fell by 24,000. The headline unemployment rate at 3.5% matched its lowest levels in decades. It fell even as the labor force expanded by 439,000 workers. An additional 717,000 Americans reported being employed. Employers are still hiring at a rapid pace, 223,000 in December, but slowing from early last year's unsustainable numbers. The economy has added roughly 247,000 jobs per month on average in the last 3 months, slower than the 366,000 in the prior three-month stretch, and less than half of the 539,000 jobs added each month in Q1 2022. And ADP says large companies cut 151,000 jobs on net in December, but hiring by small and mid-sized companies was so robust that there was an overall gain of 235,000 jobs. CompTIA's job data analysis says technology employment continues to hold steady to begin the new year. Employers throughout the economy added an estimated 130,000 tech workers in December, helping to drive down the tech occupations unemployment rate to 1.8% compared to the overall national rate of 3.5%. And according to October data from ZipRecruiter, about 37% of surveyed laid-off tech workers found a new job within 1 month, and 79% were employed within 3 months. Why do we care? If one were immersed in Silicon Valley only, the world might seem bleak and horrific for technology companies and workers. That isn't the whole story. There are certainly some companies that are course-correcting, and for any individual who loses their job, it's a traumatic experience. That said, they're landing new ones. And overall, within the tech world beyond just the Valley, tech jobs are steady, and tech workers are in demand. In the larger picture of the overall economy, the worker shortage isn't over, and there's growth. Good news for those selling to customers who are both growing and need to do more with less. That's good for technology providers, as customers will need continued technology investment. I'd offer this. Workers are becoming available from those layoffs. Those in technology services should be looking for those skillful workers. Know that your customers will be looking for more assistance as they need people too. The other big set of labor data to talk about is salary. On Friday, I spoke of the IT Pro salary survey data, and today let's look at new data from comprehensive.io. They're a new website that compiles salaries at 700 top tech companies, including giants like Amazon and Google. This is leveraging the new transparency laws around pay that kicked in for the new year, particularly in New York and California. Here are some examples. A senior software engineer, $147,000 to $210,000 based on 405 job posts at 80 companies. A software engineer making $132,000 to $200,000 based on 285 job posts at 53 companies. An account executive making $111,000 to $150,000 based on 59 job posts at 23 companies. And a security engineer making $150,000 to $180,000 based on 17 job posts at 11 companies. These salary listings do not include any bonuses or equity grants. In the U.S., there are now 13 cities and states that require employers to share salary information, covering about 1 in 4 workers, according to PayScale, a software firm focusing on salary comparison. It's important to note that the data includes wide ranges as well. Now, why do we care? The practice and culture of keeping salaries private benefits employers over employees. That culture will be shifting. Proactive managers and owners will be getting ahead of this and learning new habits. It's currently an opportunity. That window will close as information availability becomes the norm. As a boss, get a lot more comfortable talking about money. Are your go-to cloud providers AWS, Azure, or Google Cloud? Do you ever question whether some clients really need the complexity and expense of the big players? Recommend a better fit with Linode and Akamai, Linux cloud hosting at a fraction of the cost of the big players. Save up to 70% on cloud bills, enjoy flat, transparent pricing, and zero-tier technical support 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, regardless of your monthly spend. Test Linode for yourself with $250 free cloud credit by visiting linode.com/MSP Radio. Thanks for listening. Today, National Clean Your Desk Day. That's a good one to start the new year off to, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.